This Saturday is the anniversary of this.
Joe has had his moments. Trying to lay off that ball, low to the outside part of the plate, and he just went after one. Two balls and two strikes on him. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
I never tire of hearing that.
No, the great Tom Cheek.
Yeah, I imagine our next guest also never tires. It's Joe Carter, about to celebrate the 28th anniversary of that three-run shot in Game 6 in the 93 World Series off Mitch Williams, who joins us online right now. Joe does. Hey, how's it going? And you play 27 holes of golf today, too.
Yeah, 27 holes of golf, but you know what? I want to hear that one more time. I hadn't heard that at all today. That
yeah,
was
right.
The first time.
How many times do you watch the video in a year, would you say?
In a year? Wow. I mean, I've probably seen it probably about 20 or 30 times, you know, especially, well, coming up during the playoffs and everything, it comes up a lot. So I'll be watching the game and everything, and then it'll pop up. But normally, you know, anywhere from once or twice a month, you know, it'll show up, and I'll watch it, and like, man, you know, it's like you don't really believe it happened, but here it is 28 years later, and it never changes. I still hit the ball in the ballpark, which is you know, pretty good by my standards.
Yeah, they never catch it. It's amazing, right? It always goes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you, yeah, man, it was
the same thing.
If it was me, I'd have it on, I'd like it to be my ringtone, right? Like, I'd have it on, I'd have Touch 'Em All Joe as my ringtone. But, you know, if you do, you don't have to admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd be calling yourself.
That's true.
So, you know, but, you know, I never thought about that. So I may, you know, put that into my ringtone or something. You know, yeah, that'd be good.
They do. They show it on the playoff broadcast occasionally when there's a walk-off home run. And yes, you get, it's you and Bill Mazeroski, of course, the only guys that have walked off a World Series. His was in a Game 7, but his was tied. Honestly, there was no pressure on Bill Mazeroski. They were going to extra innings if he doesn't hit that thing. You're the only guy in the history of this sport to hit a home run to win a game, to win the World Series when your team was trailing. Do you kind of, like, maybe not hope, but, like, view yourself as the 72 Dolphins where you get through another postseason, that doesn't happen, and you're the only guy that you, like, crack some champagne or something?
Well, I don't crack any champagne, but I do watch the World Series, and I'm very alert as to the last game, and I'm hoping that it's not a walk-off home run and that there is a save involved by the home team. So if the home team's going to win it, I hope there's a save. That way it will not be a walk-off home run. So, I mean, I'm very cognizant of that.
I don't
blame
you.
Yeah, it's been 28 years, and Mazeroski had his for, what, 33 years? So I figure I got at least 5 more good years where I can hold on to that. But, you know, it's phenomenal that it's only happened twice in the history of the game. And, I mean, a lot of games end on home runs, and we've seen it in the playoffs with the Dodgers, you know, winning the one game there to advance the next round. And it happens a lot, but it just doesn't happen in the World Series at the end of the World Series. That's a clinching moment. I love it though.
Joe, as you know, a lot of people saw that moment, obviously on TV. I was in the stadium covering the team that year. I remember I was in the aux box in left field, auxiliary press box the home run came right at me. But, you know, so we all kind of have a memory, and then there's the Cheek call that's kind of embedded in, you know, our DNA. But is there anything about that night that you remember that, you know, everybody, all of the rest of us don't, you know, that there's something that happened that night that is kind of only your memory?
Are you kidding me? I mean, I've talked about this for 28 years. I don't have anything left. You know, I've told all the darkest secrets and everything from the time that, you know, I thought about what am I going to do after I touch first base? You know, do I want to do cartwheels? But I never learned to do cartwheels growing up. You know, talking to Tom Cheek, I'm like, how did you come up with that call? He said, because I saw you jumping up and down, and I wanted to make sure you stopped and touched all the bases. And I said, That's exactly what I was thinking about as I was jumping up and down. I said, stop and make sure I touch all the bases. That was the first thing that went through my mind. So we were right on the same plane, but I can't think of anything.
Nothing left.
There's nothing left, Dennis Steve. I mean, there's nothing left.
Well, you know, Joe, you better come up with something because, you know, we're about to go through this cycle of anniversaries, right?
Yes.
Like, so next year is the 30th anniversary of the 92 team. So you got two full years of 30th anniversary celebrations coming up here. So you need some new stuff.
I'll have to think about that. Maybe I can conjure up something while I'm on the golf course thinking about that. Yeah, that'd be good.
Talking to Joe Carter. So I know you've answered this one too, but I can't remember it because I was going back and I was reading some of the quotes in the oral history surrounding that game six in 93. And Paul Molitor, of course, comes up with a hit before you after Ricky Henderson has the leadoff walk and Devon White flies out. And he talked because he could have hit a home run that won that game. He could have had the same one because you guys were only down one. It would have been a two-run home run. And Paul Molitor could have been the guy that we talk about, the only other guy other than Bill Mazeroski to win a World Series with a home run. But he said that he had a thought about, you know what, just stay within yourself and do what Paul Molitor does because he already had a home run in that game. And he hit a Paul Molitor single right up the middle. Were you trying to hit a home run? Like, just the different thought process between you and Paul Molitor.
Yeah, I was trying to go deep the whole time. Yes, I was thinking about a home run. No, I was not thinking about a home run. The thing is, you never think about home run in those situations because, you know, there may be on average, if, you know, you go to a place, say, I'm going to hit a home run here. Well, that may happen one every 400 at-bats. And so the odds of you doing that and thinking that, you know, are not realistic. And so, no, I was not thinking home run. The thing I was thinking about was stay within yourself, you know, hit the ball hard somewhere because you got two of the fastest guys in baseball on base. So anything in the gap is going to win the ball game. So that was more my thought process, was to get a good pitch but hit something hard somewhere. And lo and behold, when he threw the fastball down and in, I mean, that was a pitching wedge for me because I liked the ball down and in. And I hit it hard, and I didn't know if it was high enough to get out of the ballpark. I know I hit it hard enough, but not high enough. And so that was my thought process. It was never about hitting a home run because that never happens. I mean, like I say, one in maybe 400 times you think about hitting a home run where it does happen. That's not realistic. So I was thinking about hit the ball hard somewhere, and lo and behold, I did hit it hard.
Yeah, you know what? Hitting a home run to win a World Series is not realistic, but it did. I swear it happened, and I've seen it almost as many times as you, I think. It was like, it was a big part of my childhood, and thank you for it, Joe, and thanks for doing this today.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And right now, there's a lot of people out there named Carter, and they're about, 28 years old. So that, you know, there were some good things that happened with the home run.
See, there. So, that's a legacy, my friend. That's a legacy.
Yeah. It's like you got names and then the Joe Carter Golf Classic. So, yeah, everything is great. And I love it. And thank you guys for having me. Hey, it's always fun this time of year.
Yep, no doubt. Thanks, Joe. See ya.
All right, you guys have a good one.